Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hearty Appetite. According to a recent article in Men's Health magazine, the masculinity of salads has always been suspect. I suppose it's true that if real men don't eat quiche, they probably shun salads as well, especially to the extent that the word salad may conjure up images of dainty luncheons for ladies. But there's nothing dainty about pasta salads, those robust combinations of noodles, vegetables, and often cheese and meat, bound together by an assertively flavored dressing. When it comes to one of these, making do with a salad for lunch, or possibly dinner, becomes thinkable even to me. Pasta, of course, is associated with Italy, where they take it very seriously. But pasta salad is actually more American than Italian. Italians generally prefer their pasta hot and served as a separate course, while cold macaroni salads, the unpretentious precursors of today's pasta salads, have been staples of American cookbooks for years. Pasta itself has an ancient history. Contrary to popular belief, it was not introduced to Italy by Marco Polo. 3,000-year-old extrusion dies for pasta have been discovered in Sicily, where residents were making and eating macaroni a couple of thousand years before Marco Polo was even born. When making a pasta salad, keep these three rules in mind. First, make sure you don't overcook the pasta. Second, rinse the pasta in cold water. Normally, this is a procedure you should avoid with just about any other pasta dish, but it's necessary when preparing a salad to keep the pasta from cooking further. Third, choose your brand of pasta carefully. Pasta is cheap anyway, so I recommend spending a few extra pennies on a name brand that you can trust. After all, you want your pasta salad to be decidedly macho. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.